Negotiations continue to keep Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney from vetoing a bill to impose a 1% tax on construction. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the sticking point is finding another way to generate money for more affordable housing.
Since Philadelphia City Council passed the tax bill in June, Mayor Jim Kenney has been against the proposal, fearing it would stall development in the city. He believes he's not alone.
Almost half of council had serious concerns about it also. Our analysis that was requested by City Council, frankly, shows that or indicates that we may wind up taking in less money as a result of the construction tax putting a damper on new construction in the city.
Kenney's chief of staff, Jim Engler, says their counterproposal is to take the tax from buildings that are coming out of the current 10-year tax abatement and use that money to fund more affordable housing.
So if you think of the 10-year tax, the tax abatement is 10 years, that 11th year, the first year that a property is fully taxable, we would be dedicating all new real estate tax revenue to the housing trust fund, to affordable housing.
The plan would put $19 million into the trust fund this year, $9 million the next. Over 5 years, Engler says it would bring in nearly $53 million. Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez says she wants to see $20 to $25 million each year dedicated to improving the housing for families in the city who need it desperately.
We just want to get it done. We've talked, we've planned, we've debated, and now it's time to act.
Council President Darrell Clark issued a memo saying the construction tax would generate $22 million a year and says he believes the Kenney administration assertions that tax would cost more to administer than it would generate are untrue. He also doesn't believe it will hurt the construction business.
If there's an alternative strategy that gets us to 20, then I'm sure members of council will do their due diligence in terms of reviewing this and, you know, seeing if we can work together on this, and which we would love to do.
Sources tell WHYY Clark and council don't have 12 votes necessary for a veto override. There were only 9 votes for the bill in the first place, and if the vote were held today, some of those votes could be shaky. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.